Joined here by head coach Nate Dodson over at Milan. I don't have dog bites tonight. It feels like it should be a quiet night for me, and no such case. I'm doing about 5 million things at once. Coach is doing the same thing. I'm going to be calling, Trenton softball tonight with Polo in town. And then next week for you, Lady Cat fans, we didn't forget about you with road trips. Milan will be at Princeton Monday at 5. That's on KTTN. And then Milan at Trenton Tuesday at 5:30. As well on KTTN. Milan's playing football, coach, but Trenton's on quarantine for football, so I'm keeping myself busy play-by-play skills doing some softball here over this two-week stretch.
Yeah, man, I hear you. It's it's been a busy week trying to get caught up with the rain. You know, we had a reschedule this week, which put us Monday through Thursday, and then we added Monday next week at Princeton. So that Putnam game also was moved from Thursday to Wednesday next week, so we have another back-to-back-to-back week next week, and then with the Trenton tournament. So, and our own tournament was rescheduled this weekend. So, yeah, man, I feel you. It's been a busy week.
Hey, you know what, though? After a rainy week, we knew this was coming, and that's what you want. The girls at this point, every girl that I talk to on softball teams, they say, I don't want to practice. I want games, and they're getting games right now.
Yeah, it's the time of year, you know, you're ready to start playing. We had that stretch last week where it became really monotonous. It was hard to get much of anything in with the rain. And, you know, you just make the best of it, and it was what it was, it is what it is. And, you know, we're ready to play, you know, and that's the only way you get better is to get out there and get some reps and find out what you need to work on. And, you know, here in a situation like we had this week on a four-game stretch, you know, on a nightly basis, you find ways to get better. And, you know, it can go one of two ways. You can, have some luck one night and then gain some momentum going into the next, or it can bite you in the butt if you don't play very good. So we've been kind of up and down this week. We just three games. We had Brookfield Monday and Maysville State Champs on Tuesday, and then played Polo last night. I really felt like we competed for the most part. With two on the beginning of the end, and took quite a lump against Maysville, but we were pretty resilient last night against Polo, and I can't say enough about the heart my young lady showed, and hopefully we can carry that momentum going into tonight against South Harrison.
Well, and I talked with Max Mothersbaugh, who I think most people around the area know, lives in Trenton now. It was very much part of building that Putnam County program to what they are, and called me yesterday and wanted to know if there was a Wednesday game to go watch, and we were talking about that Maysville team, and you know, he said, and he's seen a lot more softball than me, and he thinks it's one of the best Class 1 teams he's seen as far as just overall talent. That Maysville team that you saw the other day, they're loaded this year.
Yeah, well, you've got an All-State pitcher there on the mound, three years All-State, and, you know, they only graduated one or two from that team that they had last year and the year before. So they are stacked this year with four stud seniors and four stud juniors, and I'll look for them to go deep into the playoffs again. You know, I think they've improved even since last year. So I was real impressed with them. You know, top to bottom, they're a tough out, and you can't make mistakes against a good team like that that's playoff proven and won the state championship. You know, we just gave them way too many two-out errors, and we just could not get an out with two outs that night that we played them. And so you got to be able to stop the bleeding and give yourself a chance. And if you don't do that, it puts a lot of pressure on you at the plate and offensively. And it's hard to generate runs when, you know, in the back of your mind you're kicking the ball around and you're not taking care of it defensively. So definitely a rough outing. And you just can't, you know, you can't make mistakes against playoff-proven teams like that. And that definitely showed on Tuesday night. But we came back and played much better defense. Last night against Polo, we spotted them a few runs there in the beginning of the ball game. If we can get past that second inning woe that we've had, we're going to be all right. You know, we can't spot teams, you know, five or six runs there early and then have that big of a hole to climb out of. But we came back. Katie hit a three-run bomb. We were able to stretch some hits together and get one or two here along the way. Had a key hit from Auburn Cole, who came in off the bench for me. She's a kid that joined us from that Maysville group last year and came in off the bench and had a great pinch hit opportunity and took advantage of it and drove in a run. So, you know, we have kids stepping up in big moments, and we have kids that are showing a lot of heart. And last night, even the mistakes that we did make, you can't be upset about it, because it wasn't lack of hustle or lack of effort. It was just, you know, they were just routine errors that we've got to get better at and just be prepared mentally. But, you know, you can't be too upset with your ball team if you're giving it all that they can physically. And we were able to do that last night. And I look forward to tonight, because I really felt like towards the end of the game there, we were getting some momentum and finally scoring runs against a quality pitcher and a quality opponent.
You just, at this point, Coach, and if you look at last night's score and Katie hitting a long ball, which is always helpful, but in conference play, it was a lot more competitive loss against Polo, very much an above-average Polo team. And it sounds like, you know, especially late, with just putting some runs on the boards in conference play, that ought to be beneficial for the girls and their mindset going into the game tonight.
Absolutely. You know, the conference as a whole, man, this is a tough conference, and it is really tough this year. You know, there are no teams that are going to give you anything, and everybody really is above average this year, and you've got to be ready to bring it every night, you know, and we know that tonight we're definitely going to have to do that. We're going to face a good pitcher and the freshman kid at South Harrison. She does a good job of locating the ball, and we'll utilize the changeup and change it up on you early and often. And so we've got to be able to stay back, not get out on our front foot. We kind of did that a little bit at the beginning of the game last night against the Polo freshman ace, and we were able to make adjustments there in the latter half of the ball game and score some runs. So I'm really feeling good about what we're doing at the plate. And, you know, Polo almost took the state chance. They took them to the wire the night before and took Maysville at the bottom of the seventh, I believe, to come back and win that one. So, you know, you can tip your hat to your opponent, too. You know, we face some quality talent, and we're finding ways to compete. You know, that Brookfield team's definitely solid. They always are. And we played really well Monday night outside of the first two innings. So if we can come out hot tonight and not give away runs early in the ball game, dig ourselves a hole early, we're going to be right where we want to be if we continue to carry that momentum and confidence over at the plate.
Yeah, biggest thing, and you kind of hit on this, Coach, is, you know, if you spend your whole time digging out of a hole, it feels like you make a couple of steps of progress, and then the dirt falls on your head, and then you're digging again. It's just a hard thing to do. Getting a lead is really big for this team right now, coming out and getting a run or two in the first inning.
It is, just establishing confidence early. You know, you come down and you can shut them down in the first inning and get some confidence going behind Katie and know that she's on and know that our defense is going to roll behind her. When we come in and score a couple runs early, that would be key for us, you know, absolutely. In any team, you know, you hope to get on the board early, but especially for this group, if we can get confidence early, it's just going to continue to carry over into the game where you can start to believe and believe in what we're preaching and believe in yourself a little bit more. So we look forward to the opportunity, and we're glad we get to get back on the diamond quick after gaining some momentum last night late in the ballgame.
Your freshman, I would think anyway, since Milan's been in the GRC now for about 4 or 5 years, your freshman got to be pretty familiar with this freshman class at South Harrison and probably have seen them for the last couple of years. And South Harrison, I counted them on Tuesday night when I was up there. They got 12, and a lot of them play in that freshman class up there.
Yeah, another good, solid young group. And, you know, you look across the conference at South Harrison, a lot of young talent, and man, they're going to be tough over the next couple of years. And like you said, there is some familiarity there because they have played a little bit in the junior high ranks. But, you know, that's where this is kind of the time where kids start to separate a little bit, and you find out, you know, who's going to outwork who, who's going to put in the most reps, who's going to get in the weight room and get stronger. And, you know, so, you know, you look at how you're battle tested early in those younger years in the junior high level, and then as you get into high school, you know you start to see a little bit of that separation, and hopefully we can keep climbing with them and stay where they're at, because they're going to be tough for several years to come.
Before I let you go, Coach, and I know it's for a different sport, but Katie making that decision and going with Missouri State, who she got the offer from a few weeks ago, and just wanting to get that out of her way here in her junior year with her collegiate decision for basketball, that just has to be something that, you know, she wanted to get out of the way. She wanted to concentrate on you know, sports her junior year, and I'm sure it's just something that, you know, takes a load off of her mind a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I'd hate to comment on that too much without her being right here by my side. But, man, I cannot say enough about her and being able to make that decision. I think that Missouri State showed a ton of interest in her, and she fell in love with her campus and their program. And you know, that I tweeted on Twitter and the other night, and I said that this kid, you know, she's been in my dugout since she was 5 years old, and her and her mom and I, we used to coach together back in the day, and she was my assistant, and you know, just watching her grow up as a kid and watching her mature as a young lady, you know, it was awesome to watch her look up to the young, older players on our team at that time and moment, and just watch her want to be like them. And you know, and here she is, man, signing a letter of intent to go to Missouri State, a big D1, and a team that's hot in the Missouri Valley right now. Man, I can't, the sky's the limit for her, and I just can't say enough. And I don't want to comment on it too much, though. She probably doesn't look forward to it because she's so humble, but I look forward to you being able to talk to her about it because she's got a big smile on her face right now.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And she would say, I just want to get it out of the way, and I love the campus. And, you know, the cool thing about it is, and yeah, she didn't realize it at the time, but she was down on campus when the boys were down in the Final Four in March, and lo and behold, 5 months later, she's committing with the Lady Bears. Pretty cool story.
Yeah, yeah, it's funny how life comes in full circle sometimes, man. And she's gonna work hard and continue to get better, and the sky's the limit for her, and I can't wait to see her continue to improve here over this year and next year. I'm just thankful that I get another year and a half to watch her grow and watch her become the young lady that she is, and continue to lead the group that she's playing with.
Busy for Milan. They got South Harrison tonight, 5:30 at home. Milan tournament Saturday at Princeton, Monday at Trenton, Tuesday. Those games you can hear on 92.3 KTTN at Putnam County then, 5:30 on Wednesday of next week. Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck tonight against the Bulldogs.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tom. We look forward to seeing you next week, man, over on the road. So have a good weekend.